Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to get notified.
KUCI. It makes me wanna. 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 KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. To find out more about this talk show or other talk shows broadcasting on KUCI, log on to our website at kuci.org or check out the latest program guide.
Good morning, Irvine. This is Ryan Foland, a.k.a. DJ Ginger MC. And yes, I've had my coffee this morning, and I am sitting in studio with six people. Yes, count them. That's three times two. That's six plus me, which is a total of seven. And I am so excited for today because here at Get Notified, we try to notify you about all things social media. For people that love social media and want to get better. For people that maybe are completely confused by it, and other people who might have a distaste for it. And so far, in a lot of our episodes, we bring in experts on social media. And today we have experts who are not experts on social media, specifically those people that are maybe novices or self-proclaimed individuals who are disappointed about the system of social media and they see some flaws within it. And so today I'm super pumped because we are going to be talking about talking on social media in a way that maybe you might resonate with. I think deep down, some of us have issues with social media, and it stemmed maybe in confusion, but today, we're going to get all the cards out on the table. Maybe we'll get some firsts here. We'll do some live streaming, we'll do some live tweeting, and maybe we'll play Pokemon Go. Who knows? But let's do a little roll call, because we have so many exciting people here. First and foremost, to the back here behind me, because the studio is small and we have about as many people as we do have CDs. And we have back here, we have our social media team. We have Aaron, who's going to be live tweeting. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow me, Ryan Foland, spelt like it sounds. Show KUCI some love on Twitter as well. That's KUCI FM. And if you are a picture friendly, happy person, you should check out at KUCI FM on Instagram. Find us on Facebook as well. Search KUCI 889. And that is our station here at 88.9. And we are streaming live all over the world. So for everybody that you know that does not like social media, pull over so you're not texting and driving. Or maybe you're just completely stopped on the 405. But let them know to listen now, because there are other people out there and we are going to air some dirty laundry about social media. Then we have Angie in the back, who is going to be our Facebook Live queen today. And over here we have Mr. Matt. Matt, squeeze over here and say hi to the world.
How you doing, world?
Well, we're doing great. Matt is my new mentee here at the studio, and I'm excited. He's got his headphones on. He looks generally confused, but that's exactly what he needs to be doing right now. And then we have Kevin Drake. Kevin, say hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Wow, is that a radio voice or what? Say that again. I want to hear it.
Good morning, Irvine.
A little bit more energy.
Good morning, Irvine.
And now, like you haven't had your coffee.
Good morning, Irvine.
This is a talented man here, ladies and gentlemen. And then we have Petrina. Petrina, we're going to share the mic over here and say hi, either one.
Hi.
Oh, see, that's an awesome voice as well. And then we have Tom, who is a big backbone here at KUCI. He's a DJ as well, and he is with us to talk about some social media stress that he's got. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing pretty good, considering I got up at 4:30.
Wow. Give a round of applause for Tom. Just like a wedding, he is the person that has made it here earliest. And Matt, he looks a little red around the eyes, too. He was a little bit late, but that is okay. Today, we are all here together, and no one is late. But let's get to the point here. Let's get notified. I want to first meet our amazing radio voice and then talk with Tom. We'll give you a second, Tom, because I know you're still waking up. Tom actually just covered the last show, and it was rocking. Kevin, talk to us about yourself and maybe the brief history. I know that you come from Cincinnati, Ohio, and you've been out here for 20 years, but what's the 1 minute on you?
The 1 minute on me is, first of all, I love the warm weather out here. The weather is spectacular. But I'm an aspiring voice actor. I just got into it recently, about 4 years ago, and truly enjoy the whole process, and I'm just figuring things out as I go. But I realize that one area that I'm really deficient on is social media.
Okay.
I am complete
deficient. Social media deficient.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you grew up probably in an age where there was no social media.
I grew up with a rotary phone.
A rotary phone.
A TV channel that was six channels. It was perfect. You had three big networks, and life was easy then.
Yeah, Petrina is looking confused over there. Petrina, a rotary phone? It's yeah, it's okay. It's a...
Vaguely know what that is.
Vaguely know what that is. Okay. Tom, what about you? Did you grow up with a rotary phone?
I know of rotary phones.
Know
yes,
of rotary
I grew. Yeah, and push button phones. Yeah, I know about.
See, Ohio's maybe a little bit further back in time. Tom, tell us about yourself. You've been at UCI here for a little bit.
Yeah, I've been here about 9.5 years,
nice.
And about 20 some odd years in the computer industry as a systems programmer and QA programmer and all that good stuff.
What is QA programming?
Yeah, you know, like software engineering, testing software, that kind of thing, validation. Worked for some big companies.
Gotcha.
And some little companies.
And you're a radio guy here. What, tell us about your show that you have.
I decided to finally volunteer for KUCI last year, and I have a radio show called Ladies of Voice Entertainment and Music, which features women in music and women bands.
Wow, that's rad. Awesome. And you're a go-to sub, and you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning when need be.
Yes, unfortunately, I did. I forgot I had to work late.
So back to Kevin, who has deficiency when it comes to social media. Why is that? How come you've not gotten on the boat? Let's just hear, as though I'm your therapist and you paid me a couple bucks to just listen, although it's not just me, it's hundreds of thousands of people listening, so no pressure. But what is your opinion on social media? And, you know, how did that stem from anything?
It's not that it didn't stem from anything. I think maybe I'm a little overwhelmed just by how fast the world is moving. It just, you know, like I said, it could be overwhelming just trying to understand it. I do have a Facebook account, but that's about the extent of it.
Okay.
But understanding Twitter and, you know, you got to really be careful what you say, you know, on social media. And just really understand how it operates. There's so many facets to social media that I'm clueless, and it's kind of overwhelming for me.
Well, it's a good thing that we have in-studio experts who are basically those that grew up with social media. And so we're going to help get you less overwhelmed. We're going to help you learn how to not get stressed out about what to say online. And then we can break down some of the fundamentals of how it operates, and we will help you go from clueless to having a clue. Now, Tom, tell us about your experience with social media or lack thereof it.
Well, I've actually used it. I use Facebook to communicate with my family for the most part, and
okay.
Some of my work colleagues and friends. So that's about the only social media that I use most of the time. I did use Twitter. I'll probably create another one. I keep saying this, but I was supposed to create one for my radio show, so I'll try to do that as well.
Okay. By the end of the day, we will sign you up for a Twitter account.
Again, yes.
Again, there
Again.
We go. And we can do that. Aaron, pull up a new fresh window and let's get ready, because we'll step you through actually how to start a Twitter account, because then things are less intimidating. Now, for you, Tom, you've got Twitter as a short-term goal. Do you have any other goals of getting more involved, or are you just kind of happy with where you're at and it's not really something that you want to dive into?
It's kind of two prongs. One, I'll keep the Facebook that I have for keeping up with what's going on with my family and friends there. Then I'll create another social media persona for my DJ work, so I can better kind of, I guess, let people know, get people informed about my radio show. I do use Tumblr. I put stuff up on Tumblr, my playlist, and I'm way behind on putting up pictures of all the artists that I played, but I use that as well.
Okay, Kevin, let's talk first about this overwhelming nature. You mentioned something interesting a minute ago. You said there was three channels and a rotary phone.
Correct.
And back in the day, literally, there was limited options for advertisers or anyone or businesses or corporations to get in front of people. And it is overwhelming. And I know, Tom, we've talked about this overwhelming corporate sort of takeover, where so much of what we're influenced by comes through all these channels. And back to Kevin, with this overload of all these channels, right?
Right.
Let's talk about how we can make social media maybe less overwhelming. But first, let's dive into some specifics on why it's overwhelming. So we have a little game I call here called Popcorn. It's just like you are in the 7th grade, 6th grade, and you're reading The Great Gatsby, and everybody has to pay attention, so you're not passing notes, and somebody says, Popcorn Ryan, and all of a sudden, it's your turn. So let's do a group popcorn about why social media is overwhelming. And this is sort of a brain dump. And I want everybody to think of what their answers are. And what you do is basically give your answer in a short little blurb, maybe 30 seconds or less, and then you say popcorn somebody else. And if you forget the person's name, just say popcorn point, and then I'll help you out. Popcorn Kevin.
Social media. Reason it's so overwhelming for me because there's so many different channels, and I just... very confusing to me, as I sound very confused as it is right now. Like I said, I have a Facebook account, but understanding Twitter and how that works, and you know, you see some of the negative side, you see the positive side, and I guess maybe I'm a little apprehensive with that. Popcorn, Katrina.
I think for the most part, getting set up is the thing that makes people a little bit intimidated by social media. It causes them to freak out when they're trying to set up different accounts. There's so many different channels through social media that they don't really know which one would work well for them. So that's probably it. Popcorn Ryan.
Well, for me, I like popcorn with a little bit of butter. And the challenge when it comes to social media is that you have popcorn in different bags. So integration, I think, is challenging. I love Twitter, and I'm not so good at Facebook. It's not my favorite platform. I love Instagram because I do my little drawing every day. If you want to check it out, at ryan.folan, shameless plug over here. But the problem is that they're not all integrated together. You've got Facebook that owns Instagram, so there's an integration there. And then you can also tweet out from your Facebook. But then you can't go from your Twitter to your Facebook. And then if you have a Snapchat, you've got to download it and put it over here. And now there's these Instagram stories, and nothing's really... as connected. It's almost like the big conglomerates that gobble up everybody. There is that connectivity. And for those of you who are not on social media at all, but have a number of Gmail accounts, imagine them as like these different Gmail accounts. You almost have to like sign off and sign in, and then it's like error because you're already signed on. So I think that the integration component is intimidating for people because it multiplies the amount of time to log in, to update, and then it creates this confusion of, well, what message do I put on what channel? That's my popcorn. Light butter. A lot of salt. And popcorn Matt.
I like my popcorn with some M&Ms in it. It's pretty good. For me, social media is kind of intimidating because I grew up without social media. I grew up in the last generation before all this came out. I remember I did AIM, which is instant messaging, and I would go home after school and learn about what my friends are doing online. So... for me, it was kind of like a new thing, and I kind of got through into this world. So it's just kind of a little bit different for me. But it's weird when you're on it because you kind of get like this jealous mentality of what other people are doing. And I think it's important to kind of take it with a grain of salt when you use social media.
And who you're going to popcorn? Maybe Tom.
Oh, popcorn Tom.
Okay, some of the challenges that I have with social media, one is just time to actually read through all the postings that I get from my family members, and then I don't spend a lot of time replying. Sometimes I comment back to friends and family, so that's one. Two, like you said, the integration just of all the different sign-ins and credentials that you have to keep track of. I'm used to it because I have to do it at work, but it's still that's something that would be better. I'd like to see a lot better, smoother integration of that. And then along with that, of course, is the security issue, which some of the people have managed to do a better job. Instead of just having a password, now you can go to Yahoo or Google and your email, and they'll text you a 6-digit or 5-digit code. So that's kind of neat. I'd like to see that on Facebook and Twitter. It's called a 2-factor authentication, and it's a real help. That way, it makes it a little more secure. You know, just in case you hate changing passwords.
I think we all hate changing passwords. Can we get a hip hip hooray on that? Hip hip
hip hip hooray!
All right, and we have either Angie or Aaron to popcorn. It's up to you, Tom.
Popcorn Angie, then.
Okay, so I'm going to do like a 360 on what overwhelms me, and I love social media personally, so I have all these handles like Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and I think what's most overwhelming to me is keeping up with all of them. So if you fall back on, let's say, Twitter or whatever it is, you lose followers, you lose credibility. So I think it's just overwhelming and time consuming sometimes, but it's fun to me. Just have to choose your favorites and kind of balance all of it out.
And how about our last popcorn? Popcorn, Aaron, come on down. You are the next contestant on a very full studio here at KUCI.
I'm so-so about social media. The negative part is I constantly have to watch what I say, and I have to be super careful. But on the other hand, it's a great way to connect with my family and friends, as well as school. We use Facebook groups for school events as well.
Okay. Wow. Even our most addicted person here, Angie, we still love you, to social media, she's sitting here saying that she's still overwhelmed. Now, I think that's a really great place to start. Because even if you love social media and you're addicted, you can still be overwhelmed. So even if you hate social media and you're confused, you still are overwhelmed. And that means we have this overwhelmed platform that we are all standing on. Now, if everybody's experiencing the same overwhelmness attainment, then we can all sort of equalize and then focus on everything else. Because it's like admitting that you have a problem is the first step to having a problem. And if you're the first one to say, yeah, I love it, but it's still a pain in the butt, then it makes the person who's intimidated, really intimidated, because they haven't even started, makes it maybe less of a pain in the rear. Now, let's go back. I'm going to review some of these popcorn. This is a big bag of popcorn. And all these little kernels, they're the ones that are at the bottom that sort of have the little seed connected with it, and you don't know, and you throw it in your mouth and it crunches, and all of a sudden you need to go to the dentist and you hate life. So number one was overwhelmed, and that was something that Kevin said and a few other people echoed. Also, what it is that you say. There's this fear of saying something wrong and it living forever. There's the how it operates. How do I even start? Like Tom says, I want to get a Twitter, but maybe there's just that barrier of going through the brain damage. Then there's the security issue that Tom brought up. There's the fact that sometimes you feel just clueless on how it operates. There's a whole learning curve, and with that learning curve comes time. There's the setup. There's that you don't know where to start. There's jealousy. That's a big part of it. That's why I don't like Facebook, because I go on and it feels like a whole bunch of humble bragging. And then if I do want to share something, I feel like I'm humble bragging. And if you don't know the humble brag, it's like, yo, what's up? Just ran out of wax for my Ferrari. Pity me, right? And I've got a Prius, and she's usually dirty, but she is very patient. Her name is Heidi, and I love her dearly. But what is it that we share so that we feel comfortable, and how do we look and not get that jealous, crazy, keeping up with the Joneses? Now, taking the time to read through things, if you want to participate, you almost feel like you have to be educated to participate, right? You don't want to chirp in on a conversation that has 1,600 comments already, because you might be out of touch with what's going on. But that happens a lot from the time perspective and integration from the top to the bottom and security. That's a laundry list. Social media sounds like a terrible thing. But what are some ways that we can look at addressing these things specifically? Now, I'm not trying to turn you into social media gurus, and I believe that it's not about being on all social medias. It's about being on the right social media for you. So we're going to take a step out of the digital world for a minute, and we're going to talk with Kevin and Tom about like life goals, or what would people knowing what you're doing, what would that do for you? Forget social media. Let's actually go back in time. I'm going to play a little sound cue that I don't have. So, Kevin, we are now in 1980. There is no cell phone, I don't think, because cell phone was, what, 93? Okay, so there's no cell phone. No. People actually talked to each other, right? There were these rotary phones. Let's just assume that you had a chance to come up with some way to connect with the world. What would you want that to result? Like, what are the goals that you want? What are some of your life goals that you want to achieve? Because what I want to get here is that it's really about finding out where you want to go and then reverse engineering the social media that might get you there. So what are some top goals for you that you're striving for professionally, personally?
Absolutely. Well, for one, I want to be, you know, a well-known, renowned voice talent. But also, you know, taking it back to 1980, you know, the great thing about that time is that you can actually get out, go to mixers, moving and shaking, meeting people, creating contacts that way. And I've always done things on a handshake, looking eye to eye, and actually meet the person, you know, rather than just text, because sometimes you don't feel like there's that personality behind it. Unless you know the person, then of course you can understand where they're coming from. But sometimes a text is so black and white, where when you're meeting someone, you get the full effect. But that's one of my main goals. And, you know, eventually down the road, I would certainly love to host a radio show. I just got to figure out what it is.
Very cool. Tom, let's talk with you. So, and I'm going to recap that real quick.
Absolutely.
You want to drive personal connections. You want to build your network. And I'm the first to say it's more important to have a strong network than net worth, especially as we're young or you're in college, because most jobs, you get jobs through people that you know. There's crazy statistics on the number of jobs that are actually available but not online. And it's because you know someone who knows someone, and that's powerful. So what it sounds like is that social media is not helping you to create that personal connection. And I've got a couple social medias that might help you with that. So we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, that would be great.
Mr. Tom, what are some goals aside from social media that you're looking to accomplish?
Given where I am in my career, I'll go back in time. I think I accomplished one of my goals, and that was to get into computers. I majored in computer science, so I did a good job at doing that. As Kevin said, it was back in the day. I was an early adopter of email, so I actually did use email back in 1980. And that, believe it or not, it was actually there in a form. So I used that. But as Kevin said, when you went looking for a job like I did back in the 80s, I mean, it was resumes and getting letters and that kind of thing. So another thing that I tried to do as a goal, I did have friends that were in the first social media group called Ham Radio or Amateur Radio. And that I thought about actually learning Morse code, but school got in the way, and then I got lazy once I got into my career. Currently, some of my other career interest has always been music. I'm not a musician, but I have enjoyed working with people in music occasionally, like my roommate back in college. So I learned a little bit about sound engineering. So that's one of the things that I'd like to get into as a moonlighting job, or after I retire kind of job, something to make additional money. And so I've been working on that. So I should probably look into how social media can help develop that process for me. And then, of course, doing the radio work here at KUCI, I definitely have enjoyed it more than I thought I would. And I've certainly learned a lot about music, and I'd like to share that, the variety of music that I play and that others play. I'd like to share that and use social media to kind of get that information out.
Excellent. And what I want all of our listeners out there, and all of you listeners, we love you. I know you're on the 405, but don't displace that stress anywhere else in your life. You're listening here to KUCI. It's okay. It's going to be okay. And don't text and drive, or Facebook and drive, or Pokemon Go and drive. I had an Uber driver the other day doing Pokemon Go while I was going. And that was the first time I saw the app, and I was like, what is this? And he was checking out where the Pokemons are. Kevin and Tom, are you guys playing Pokemon Go?
How do you know what that is?
I know what it is, and no, I don't play it, but I have some friends that are. And
okay, so we have something on the radio called here at Get Notified, which is the GTO. It's the Grandma Timeout. Now, I'm sure my grandma doesn't know what Pokemon Go is, but Tom, you said you do. So you're on the hot button, GTO, Pokemon Go.
Well, from the little I understand, you go around and you try to catch these various creatures, and I suppose you get some kind of points or rewards for doing so, and they're very difficult to find. I talked with one of the librarians, who's also a DJ here, I guess they've taken down a couple of websites that helped you locate it, and they've changed the game such that it's harder to locate. So I guess they're trying to restrict easy points and make it more of a game.
Right.
And it also has a cool feature where I guess you can turn on your camera and it overlays reality with the little Pokemons, and then you can walk into people while you're trying to get a Pokemon. So that's what I know.
Yeah, so GTO Pokemon Go is an interactive game that literally, like, imagine you're at a dog park and you have your camera phone with the camera open, but you're not recording, so you see everything through your phone, and then all of a sudden you see a little dog. But the little dog is there in real life, and it's got horns, and it looks like a little crazy monster. And then you throw the Pokemon balls at it, and it's like the Ghostbusters, how they have that thing that they throw out, and then it opens up, and it sucks like a vortex all of the ghosts in. I think the Pokemon balls are like that. So even if you throw a ball and you hit it, it gets in the ball, and then it struggles, and sometimes if it's a strong monster, it gets out. And the funny thing about it is it's actually getting people outside. That's what's interesting. It's a video game, so everybody thinks, oh, video games, you have all these people stuck behind the computer. Stop it. Stop the kids. Get them outside of the house. This literally makes people walk all around town to try to find something, and it's a gamification of working out, by the way, which is kind of crazy. And Pokemon Go just might solve obesity. So who knows?
Absolutely.
Aren't we excited to go catch monsters in the park or the dog park? But, and again, this is something that just popped up in the last month, and it's taken the world by storm. But that can be overwhelming. I want to go back to your problems. Now, Kevin, let's talk with you for a minute about this networking concept. Because I believe a lot of people want to go out and network, but they don't want to social network. And social networking is basically networking online. As an exercise for our listeners, if you want to figure out what social media platform is good for you, forget about the social media platforms first. Let me repeat that. If you want to get onto social media, forget about social media. Pretend like it doesn't even exist. And do a little Tony Robbins soul searching and think, what is a small goal? What is a large goal? What are my career goals? What are my personal goals? Write them down with a good old pencil. Don't even go pen. Like, go pencil that you actually have to sharpen. So by the end of the page, your font is thicker and it looks very natural. Once you find out what your goals are, then you can start to reverse engineer the first social media to get used to it, and we'll go from there. So Kevin, for networking, do you have an inclination? I have one in my brain. Do you have an inclination of a social media site that might help you with networking?
Absolutely. Now, you know, sitting here absorbing all this great information, I hear Twitter is a pretty powerful tool.
Okay, for networking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, does anybody have any other suggestions for networking? Okay, Matt's raising his hand. Come over here, Matt.
LinkedIn is the best site for networking. LinkedIn is definitely the best site for networking. You're able to reach out to employers, and you can message them, and you can see it. It's kind of like a social media, like Facebook, in a sense, but it's more formal. And it's definitely a great tool to have if you're looking for networking.
LinkedIn is a good one. It is like a professional Facebook. That is one. Normally at different events where people network, usually that's a way that people connect first afterwards. But the problem is you still have to find out how to get to that event. LinkedIn won't necessarily help you find events. There's another one. It's six letters, and it starts with an M. Anybody else want to guess? Has two E's in it. M-double-E. It's two words combined. All of our listeners are so excited. Yes, somebody in the car got it. Yes, you on the 101. Yes, you got it. It rhymes with beat up.
Meetup.
Yes, Meetup. The six-letter social media platform that is, I believe, one of the best tools for actually physically meeting people is called Meetup. Have you heard of Meetup?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. Meetup.com is a social platform that drives people from online to offline events. And what you do is when you sign up on the platform, you say, I'm into skiing, hiking, radio, and technology. And then it will suggest one of thousands of meetup groups. And these meetup groups, one of the, I don't want to say requirements, but one of the commonalities is that they actually have a physical location that they meet up. Get it? Meetup?
Correct.
So LinkedIn is a great tool after you meet up, but Meetup is a great platform to find people. And, you know, these are healthy people that are going on hikes. These are people that are having a tech hour. I'm fortunate enough to be an organizer of OC Tech Happy Hour, which is a monthly group meeting. We have about 200 or 300 people that come to the Cove, and they're tech enthusiasts who also happen to like alcohol. And we get together and we have a good time. We bring in speakers, and the amount of people that meet within that group is great. It's already this filtering process. So if you want to learn how to meet people out there, it's tough to just go offline to offline. Like, it's, you actually have to go online to find events that are offline. So meetup.com is a great opportunity. And for somebody maybe here at KUCI, we might want to think about doing like a DJ meetup. And you could find other people in the community that like techno, that like garage funky funk or whatever is hip these days. And then we could hold an actual meetup here at KUCI. And what it does, it doesn't automatically work, but you get traction and people start to meet. Now, you could also start your own meetup. You could start a voice acting meetup, and people who maybe want to practice and want to hear other people and share stories and camaraderie. Because let's say you land a podcast. The easiest way for your friend to get on that podcast is for you to introduce them to that person on the podcast. And so you could say, this is a group of individuals with strong voices or weak ones that want to get better. And we get together once a month, and we swap stories. Maybe you bring in a guest actor, and that's some prestige for them. So for you, forget about all these other things for a moment. Maybe focus on Meetup, because it's not about being on social media. It's about using social media as tools to get towards your goals. And once you're on social media, or once you're on social media, then you can start to connect and build relationships with people. One of my favorite quotes from a famous entrepreneur, and I don't remember his name because he was quoting somebody else who was famous, it's like 2 degrees of separation, is that the most important piece of information he shared was, life is a bunch of connections, and each connection starts with a single dot. Because how many dots does it take, Tom, to make a straight line? No, he's talking to the mic. Come on, let's get the mic close to you. How many dots does it take? The minimum number of
two.
Dots.
Two. Yeah, two, right? To make a straight line.
You can't make a line with one dot. Yeah. So it's intimidating and overwhelming because there's no line. There's nothing going on. So for you, Meetup is one dot. And then you meet other people and you find that they're on Twitter, then maybe you can connect with them on Twitter and you have this sort of this line that's drawn. Okay? What do you think about Meetup?
Actually, I really like it because you think about it. Most voice talent, we're pretty much isolated, kind of like how you are in a radio station where you're, you know, don't have any guests and you're doing your work. Everything's now all digital, so you're all isolated, and you don't really, the only way of communication you really have is through email. I mean, most of the work I've done for my clients, 98% of the communication is via email, so you rarely ever talk to them.
You know? Do you think that email is its own social media?
It's more of a one-on-one communication, unless they're cutting in other people. You know, if they CC other people, you know. But it's more of a, I guess, more of a privatized social media.
And if we're talking about email, literally comments on different articles is like a whole series of little mini emails of everybody emailing in a public platform. Now, for a work situation, I think that email, like Outlook or like Gmail, is kind of a social network because you can book rooms, you can CC people, you can BCC people. There's like a community that's formed around there. And I would venture to say that a social network or a platform of social media allows individuals to connect, right? A dating app might allow you to connect with a one-on-one, but it's still sort of an environment or a group of people. So everybody right, that has a right. .uci.edu is kind of part of that big bubble. They share common interests. There's this association. You see somebody with a .uci.edu and now you're sort of, you have this bond. But I think the takeaway here for everyone from this talk with Kevin is that look at what you want to accomplish in your life. And if you want to connect with people, social media can actually be a tool to connect with people. Even though it seems like there's this disconnect, really, if you think about it, if there was no social media, how would you find out about these events? How would you find out about people that are meeting up? How would you meet people other than like going to the bar or going outside of the house and like hanging out on the street? But people don't do that. So I think that social media is a way to start relationships and then build relationships. But the important part here is that you're choosing a channel that works for your goals. All right?
Absolutely.
I feel like this is kind of a counseling session. But it's good. All right, Tom, don't be afraid of the mic. Let's talk real quick about your goals of becoming a freelancer, an engineer, a sound guy, stuff like that. Do you think right now of any social media platforms, because I have one in my head, it's not right or wrong, it's just my concept, are there any social media platforms that can help you achieve your goals of becoming a freelance sound engineer?
I guess there's at least two.
Okay, what are they?
And definitely LinkedIn, which I do have an account that, since I haven't been looking for a job, I haven't really kept it up to date. And then I suppose, you know, you could either use something like Facebook or Tumblr or something like that, where you could get some, you know, spread the word kind of thing.
So okay, so two. So GTO for spread the word kind of thing, I believe is get people to know who you are, get people to know that you do have these certain skills, and basically it's the old school flyer up on the trash can with the little pull sticks underneath it, right?
Right.
And that's how I used to have a Christmas light hanging business, and I would literally, I know where the people go, they all have trash. So I put your classic flyer with the little numbers underneath, and that's essentially what social media for someone who is looking to get into a freelance gig could do. I have a social media for you. It is nine letters and starts with an F. Okay, it rhymes with
I'm lousy at these.
It rhymes with freelancer.
Freelancer.
Oh, you got it. It is freelancer. Freelancer rhymes with freelancer, right?
Yes.
Have you heard of freelancer.com?
No, I haven't.
Okay, there's a number of sites around that concept. And it is a community of people who have certain skills. Think of it like an Amazon, but instead of packages and, you know, glasses and stuff like that, they're individual people and their talents. And I believe it is now called Odesk. And what's amazing about this platform is that if I, let's say I want a voice actor, then I could go on to odesk.com and I could put just a very small profile of myself and I could say, I'm looking for a guest who can be on my radio show that can help me come up with 6 30-second spots. I've already got the information written. I'm willing to pay less than $500. Click. Within 24 hours, I probably have 30 to 40 people who are bidding for that job. Now, these are people from all over the world. But the nice thing is that there's a rating system. So it's community rated, and you can, it's transparent as far as how much money people make. So my suggestion for you would check out Odesk or freelancer.com, and you can build a profile. And you can say, this is Tom, this is my experience, this is how rad I am, here's links to my work, here's my portfolio, what you would put up normally on the trash can, and then hire me, or, you know, talk to me and say, hey, Ryan, I've got zero people on my thing, do you need any help with sound mixing? And I'll be like, yeah, I don't have an intro for Get Notified, I'll pay you $50 to help me come up with that. And then now I'll pay you through the system, I give you a 5-star ranking, and you are well on your way to becoming what you want to do on the side, which is a freelance musician or soundboard person.
Right.
Does that sound pretty cool?
Sounds good. That's good information.
Now, some of these other things like your Facebook, that just helps for your validation, for when somebody goes, who is this guy, right? He looks like this, but he may be from Indonesia, and he may be totally hiding behind this fake person. Well, I'm going to click on his, oh, yeah, that's the same guy. Oh, wait, no, let me click over here, LinkedIn. Let me double check. Oh, look at where he worked. He's done a lot of, okay, I'll give him a try. So for somebody like you, and that's what's so amazing about social media, is that if you look at it from a goal-oriented standpoint, like I want to meet more people, go to Meetup. I want to be a freelancer, go to freelancer.com. And if you hear what's going on, maybe search literally the keyword of what your goal is. How funny is that? Kevin, you want to meet up with people.
Absolutely.
And so what is your social media you're going to check out?
Meetup. Definitely.
And Tom, you want to become a freelancer, and what's the site you're going to check out?
Freelance.com.
I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty funny. Now, let's talk with Patrina. Patrina, because you aren't necessarily, I like how you said, I'm so-so on social media. Mm-hmm. I think we should coin that for you, because that's your next book. And if you don't know, business cards are outdated. A book is your new business card, and your business card is the new bookmark. Let me say that again. Business cards are outdated. Your book is your new business card, and your business card is your new bookmark. So we all have this information, and this is a content-driven world. So the best thing you can do is figure out what you're excited about. I'd love to see a book about how to become a voice actor, even if you do the research along the way. For you, Tom, you could come up with a number of things, maybe bridging the gap between human and geek, right? Of how do I take what you know and put it into, it could be a little 100-pager, and you can Amazon, you can print it yourself. So this is your new book, Patrina, and it's called So-So Show Media, right?
Okay.
So scoot up to the mic a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's hear, what are some of your goals in life and as a student and as an aspiring writer? And we can maybe help you find out or talk to you about the channels you're using to get there.
Okay. So for my goals after school, I actually want to be an editor for a publishing company. I have checked out freelance because being a freelance editor, that'll look good when I actually want to go into the business. But other than that, I don't really keep up on all of my other social media. So I would love to know, like, what should I do to, like, get connected with other people?
Okay. This is great. So you have somebody who is living and breathing social media, yet she is still confused about the social media platform that might be good for her. And I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I'm just trying to equalize a platform. We are all standing on the same barge. And have you heard about that barge that is made up completely of trash? It's like an entire island. If you haven't, you should look it up online. Everybody's nodding. There's a huge pile of trash, and this guy has gathered it all together. It's literally like acres, and he lives on it, and he just floats around in the middle of the world. So I want us all to pretend like we are on this big floating island of trash. And the trash is all of the chaos that is in our brains about social media. And Matt, you talked about jealousy. Are you jealous of Patrina now that secretly we know she has no idea what platform is good for her? No, he's nodding his head. He's like, I'm not jealous of that. But we're all on the same island of trash. Now for you, Patrina, if you want to become a writer, well, first of all, here's a pop quiz. If you want to become a writer, what is the best thing you can do?
Right.
Excellent. And Kevin, if you want to become a speaker, what is the best thing you can do?
Speak.
This is great. And if you are going to go after a publishing or an editorial job, proof is in the pudding, and your pudding is in the form of writing. There are artists with their words that can use Facebook and make long form posts. I know a couple individuals, I can actually connect them with you. Instead of making these little, here's what my cat's doing, and XYZ, you could establish your Facebook page as long form posts. And people could really get into that because it stands out. Now that same long form post could be a blog. Now that same blog could be housed on your own website, and it could be on Medium. Have you heard of Medium?
No.
Okay, so Medium was started in 2011 by the founders of Twitter. And the reason they did that is because people at the time were still hankering for more than 140 characters. So they started Medium, medium.com, which is, let's say, a medium-sized post. It's a really cool, interactive, almost works like Twitter, but long form. You can follow publications, and people can highlight certain sentences and then tweet them. And if you are into writing, Twitter is probably the best platform for you, because most writers don't give their email, they give their Twitter. So let's go back. Do you have content that you are wanting to share with the world?
Yes.
Could you put it as a long form post on Facebook?
Yes.
Could you reel back the cat updates?
Yes.
Could you take that same long form post and turn it into something that would be a blog?
Absolutely.
Could you take that same content and could you post it onto LinkedIn as a post?
Yes.
Could you take that same content and post it onto Medium as a post?
Yes.
Say yes one more time.
Yes.
Everybody say yes.
Yes.
So what we're talking about here is, if your goal is to become a professional in the writing atmosphere, if I'm looking at you from a resume standpoint, I'm not necessarily looking at anything other than, have you been creating content and have you been consistent? the number one deal killer for any of these platforms. Tom, if you're on Freelancer and then all of a sudden you're not on Freelancer, that's going to kill you. If you start writing once a week for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and then all of a sudden you go on vacation, you stop writing, you've lost my trust. And for Kevin, if you stop going to that meetup or you're not active on the group, then it just won't work. And Gary Vaynerchuk is a very aggressive, savvy person when it comes to social media. He has a couple really great books about it, and his mentality is very much a give, 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 and then ask. And what that means is, who cares how many people follow you for the first 3 years? That's what it'll say. So if you want to get traction on a platform, don't care who follows you for 3 years. That lets you know this is a long-term play. And here's what happens. People go, yeah, I'm going to get a Facebook for my radio show. Then I'm going to get a Twitter, and I'm gonna smash it. And they get out there, and in 6 months, they maybe have 50 followers, and they're unmotivated, and then they sort of drop off. But who's to say there weren't 3,000 people just hovering over, ready to click, but they were watching you, right? People are watching you. So it's that consistency. All right. How's everybody feeling? I feel like I've been talking quite a bit, but I feel like it's been some good truth bombs.
Some great therapy. Yeah.
Social media therapy, one-on-one. So, Petrina, do you think you could take some action with that?
Yeah, I could.
Okay. Let's start later on, and you can take the first post, and it can literally be how I decided to get my dream job. And you could say, I thought about where I want to go, and I realized to get there was to start writing. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to write about in this blog, but it's going to be loosely tied around the fact that I'm going to start writing. And people appreciate that honesty, right? And you had a very genuine smile right there. It's kind of a funny topic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, in the last couple minutes here, we're going to talk about Facebook Live. GTO Facebook Live. Who wants to take a crack at it? Okay, Petrina will. GTO Facebook Live.
Facebook Live is basically a streaming platform that's connected to Facebook, so it's going to be connected to your actual Facebook profile. Just set everything up, and it's basically like Snapchat or any other streaming service except on Facebook.
Okay, that's pretty good. I think Grandma understands some of that. She doesn't know what Snapchat is and live streaming is, but for the most part, it's using your phone to make live stream video. When you hit the go button, all of your friends watch it. Now, Kevin, do you have your phone?
I do.
And do you have Facebook?
I have Facebook.
And Tom, do you have your phone?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear the mic. Come on.
But I don't run Facebook on that phone. So
you don't run Facebook on that phone. Is it a flip phone?
No.
Oh, no, okay. No.
It's I was just excited. I'm lazy.
Okay.
Does it work on a Windows phone?
It should. Okay. If your Facebook works. A lot of people have Facebook Live, but they don't know. And the power of Facebook Live is that it's taking this trendy concept of live streaming, and it shows it all to your friends. It's a post, and we'll go from there. So how about we Facebook Live talking about Facebook Live? Does that sound like a good idea?
Absolutely.
All right, so Angie, how you doing over there? Ready. Angie is ready. So we are going to Facebook Live from the Office of the Vice Provost of Teaching and Learning, our radio show, Get Notified, on KUCI about live streaming. This is live streaming inception. Are we on? Yes? 2, 3. Hello, welcome to Get Notified. Wait, what happened?
Good.
Oh, we're good? We are live here at KUCI, not only live on the radio, but we are live in studio, and we are live on Facebook Live. Everyone say hi, Facebook Live.
Hi, Facebook Live.
So now everyone who is following the Office of the Vice Provost of Teaching and Learning just heard you say hi in real time. What live streaming can do is create an instant audience. Just like a radio show, but on the radio, you've got to turn the dial to the knob. With Facebook Live, everybody now just got a notification, hey, the Office of the Vice Provost of Teaching and Learning is live. So here we are. We are live, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Brink, go around and let's do a little quick Facebook Live interview with these individuals, and we'll see what they learned today. So go around the backside. There you go. Now, Facebook Live is a great use of interview time. So, Tom, you're going to have to go on the mic, and then you'll go first, and give us a summary about what you learned today and maybe the social media that you're going to check out. So now it's Tom's turn.
Well, I learned about several social medias, and the good news is I'm, just in case I forgot them all, I'm going to actually get the recording of the show, but one of them is like Freelance com. The other, I forgot the name of the, I think it's Medium or Media?
Medium.com.
Medium.com, because I actually write poetry, so that might be kind of good, and also might learn a little bit. Also learned a little bit about some other websites, so I'm going to check that out for sure.
And for all of you out there, because you are just seeing the little snippet of Facebook Live, because we're keeping it exciting. Yes, as you can see, Ginger DJ Ginger MC over here. You can get the podcast, and you can find that through KUCI. You can also find it on my website, ryanfolan.com/talk. Kevin, let's hear your voice. This is your chance, actually, to do a voiceover to recap what you learned on the show as a voice actor.
Absolutely. In addition to what Tom was saying, I've learned quite a bit about social media today, but the main thing that I'm going to get involved in is the meetup.com, because I'm the outgoing, the extrovert. I like meeting people. I like shaking hands, and it's a great way for voice actors to collaborate and get together and share each other's experiences, but also to critique each other on reads and continue to work out so we can keep getting better, because you never stop working out. This has been such a tremendous help, and thank you for having me on this show. I really appreciate that.
Awesome. And I'm literally thinking what I'm going to do is I'm going to hire you as a voice actor and then you as a sound engineer, and then you guys can come up with the whole get notified here at KUCI with something fancy. And then we have Matt. I love to throw people under the bus, especially when it's live radio and live TV. This is Facebook Inception Live Radio. Matt, I'm going to give you my microphone and tell us what you learned here today.
Well, I learned about all the different media platforms. I honestly didn't know about Freelance, Medium, or Meetup. I'm definitely going to use Meetup to try to organize some golf events. That's definitely happening. I did learn a lot. I'm definitely not a social media expert by many means. The back row is a lot better. And I'm really glad this was my first time ever being on air, and it's kind of exciting.
All right, so he gets an email, and I'm like, yeah, come on. Just we'll figure it out. We'll get you on the air. You are listening here to a Facebook Radio Inception Live from KUCI. We at Get Notified are here for you every Tuesday and Wednesday morning from 8 to 9, and you can catch all these podcasts at ryanfolan.com/talk. And for Facebook Live, you want to keep it exciting and interesting, so we don't want to go too long. And that means we are going to cut. I think it did cut. Wow. For all of you who are listening, thanks for experiencing that Facebook liveness with us. And Kevin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Open up your Facebook. We have about 2 minutes here in the show, and you
Facebook
are just gonna,
is open.
Okay, so go to your update or what you would normally post anything.
Okay, I'm on that page right now.
Okay, so on, you know, it'll show where you can do a picture. It'll show where you can also have this like a head with these bars around it. Petrina, maybe you can help there.
Okay, thank you.
So you go to Facebook, and you open up your update, just like you would make an update. And then in that message, you have an opportunity to write a message, to upload a photo. And then there's going to be a person that has like a head with little bars above it, almost like little bars that are sort of signaling that there's a radio signal coming out from it. What you do is you click on that, and now you'll have an opportunity to write a title. And you want something catchy, like Get Notified, Radio Inception, Amazingness Going Down Now, hashtag Don't Miss It. And then once you have that, you're ready, you hit the go button, and you make it happen. So they are still fumbling around with it.
Yes.
It is intimidating. Maybe it's the Windows phone. But all of you out there today, we hope that you learned something, whether it's Facebook Live, whether it's meetup.com, freelancer.com, odesk.com, golfmeetup.com, which Matt's going to start. And if you do need a sound engineer...
So I have to get Facebook Live.
Oh, you have to get Facebook Live? Are we figuring this out?
Yeah, it's not on here.
Oh.
I have Facebook, but you know, I didn't realize it's a separate app for Facebook Live. Is that right?
It shouldn't be, but maybe it's a Windows phone. We love you, Microsoft, but we need you to get up and get notified as well. Ladies and gentlemen, what a fun show. I always talk about how this is for people who love social media, want to get better, for people who hate social media, and then for people who want to learn more. So, Kevin, do you feel like you love social media just a little bit more?
Oh, absolutely.
And Tom, how about you, buddy?
About the same.
I
did learn how to use it better.
And you know what? Sure. We're not trying to convert people. This is not like an effort to get everybody to love social media. The real takeaway today is that social media can be a tool to help you get what you love, but don't get stressed out because we're all on this big island of trash. And even for Petrina, who is in the heat of social media, she basically grew up with it, she's still so social media. But there's a time when your goals change and you can use different platforms to align yourself with it. And Petrina, I'm looking forward to your long post about today's show.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stick around for Claudia with Ask a Leader. It's always a fantastic show. We have like 17 people we got to get out of here. So we're going to cut to some music. And today's music is going to be a little bit of jazzy jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you back here tomorrow at 8 a.m. It's going to be a killer show. This is Ryan, DJ Ginger MC, out.
Lay your head where my heart used to be on the earth.